This is Empress Lauren at 1-800-356-6169. This is cocksucker training, cock mockery, and forced body humiliation. At my femdom blog. I know most boys would rather act all homophobic or like a real tool if someone even dared suggest they were a sissy bag. After all, alpha male ride their masculinity to the top of their career, top of their game, and most of all in many conquests of women who thought they knew better. However, with the influx of flaming gays in the U.S., it gets harder for closet queers to keep their true desires and inclinations from bleeding over into the lives they work strenuously to hide from straight people. First of all, homosexuality, bisexuality, and even forced by humiliation cloud some issues. Even the whole, I'll fuck anything, I'm just horny slut who is equally attracted to both sexes confuses the general public and sometimes convinces the ordinary system that not all gay men are really gay. So, in this confusing backdrop, the question remains, what's the common ground that draws those in support of the gay community? That's simple, really. While the closet queens try desperately to hide their culture from a disillusioned and judgmental world. So what's a boy with deviant desires to do when he finds himself hard and horny for someone with the same equipment? Why do his best to facilitate a slow seduction, non-threatening, and romantic enough to keep her or him spellbound? And honestly, why would this man try to escape? Most times he wouldn't. So when the couple begins discussing the things they miss most, they both understand that despite his unorthodox lifestyle, she still loves him deeply. So she trains him to service the very same men she enjoys. And not only that, service her fluffer boy, his purpose to harden the throbbing pricks eager for his beautiful wife's pussy. While jealousy crossed his mind, that every now and then glance from his wife showed him she understood and would do nothing to jeopardize their perfect relationship. And if he's lucky, he might even get a cream pie. The cuckold has left inside his hot wife's cunt. The cuckold husband, or the archaic whittle husband, is held in contempt even now. I'm sure his embarrassment leads into that vicious circle of binging his desires. So what's my point? I suppose it's an encouragement to stay calm, relax, enjoy yourself, and put aside petty difficulties and realize both of you, you and your spouse, need variety. It's the spice of life, after all. A cuckold relationship is a beautiful thing for like-minded spouses. Clear boundaries prevent many misunderstandings in cuckold relationships. It obviously stokes the home fires, keeps monotony from destroying a strong relationship, because communication between couples with open marriages is free-flowing and non-judgmental. To the contrary, these couples understand that rather than extramarital activities pulling them apart, they add a deeper level of trust, understanding, and acceptance in the relationship. What's that got to do with cocksucker training? Most little fag sluts need it due to their limited experiences. I'm excited at teaching such eager boys to please the female and male population immensely. So enjoy my blog today. I've added some hot pics on my gallery page. Good night, and enjoy sweet dreams. This is Empress Lauren at 1-800-356-6169.